Rasmussen poll, Republicans expand lead on generic congressional ballot to 7 points. By Jacob Bliss on October 28, 2022. The Republicans expanded their lead on the generic congressional ballot to 7 points, with an 18-point advantage among independents, with 11 days left before the election, according to Rasmussen Report's weekly poll. This week's weekly poll showed that the Republican candidate leads by 7 points, up from last week's 4-point advantage, with 49% of likely U.S. voters to the generic Democrat candidate's 42%. Only 4% said they would vote for another candidate, while 5 said they were still unsure. With only 11 days left before the election, the 7-point lead is a good sign for Republicans looking to net at least 5 seats and win back the majority in the House, thus ending Representative Nancy Pelosi's speakership. Rasmussen noted that in October 2018, before Democrats took the House for the first time in 8 years, the Democrats had a 3-point lead over the Republicans, 47% to 44%. And as the 2018 November midterm election neared, the margins between Democrats and Republicans stayed extremely close, with Republicans having a 1-point advantage nationally, 46% to 45%. However, what is interesting in this midterm election cycle is that the Republicans, in their quest to regain power in the House, have also led the generic congressional ballot all year. Additionally, this poll found that the Republican Party also showed a massive 18-point lead with independents over Democrats. Among voters not affiliated with either major party, 49% said they would vote for the Republican candidate, while only 31% said they would vote for the Democrat candidate. Moreover, 25% of black voters and 44% of other minority groups said they would vote for the Republican candidate if the election were held today. A Democrat candidate would garner support from 61% of black voters and 43% of other minority groups. Furthermore, there is a difference in voter intensity between the parties, with 85% of Republican voters saying they would vote for their own party's congressional candidate and 82% of Democrats saying the same thing. The Rasmussen Report survey was conducted from October 23 to 27 and questioned 2,500 likely U.S. voters. The survey had a 2% margin of error and a 95% confidence level. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.